This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in August of last year, and I'm talking about Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. And with us today, we're very fortunate to have the gentleman. He's the CEO and president of the company, Mr. Rick Schumacher. Rick, welcome back to the show.
And thank you. Thank you, Everett. Good to talk to you again, and let's stay safe in this storm that's coming.
Right. I hear you on that. Hey, I want to, I've got so many new listeners. I think our listenership is up over 200,000. That being said, please give us just a quick overview of your three patented pressure-based technology platforms that you have there at PBIO.
Love to do it. Pressure moves at the speed of sound, so it's almost basically instantaneous. We've captured the ability to use pressure and the speed of pressure in the medical field and the scientific field. So we've developed instruments that create pressure in the ranges of anywhere from 500 pounds per square inch up to 100,000 PSI. It's very safe because we're compressing water. We put the samples that that we want to compress. Maybe we want to put in tissue samples from biopsies and break them apart to release DNA, RNA, protein, or lipids, or maybe they're viruses or bacteria we want to break open. Maybe we want to control how a reaction works. We can do all of this, believe it or not, with pressure. As a scientist, I used to do it in the lab with heat and cold and pH. Now we do it with pressure. So we basically build pressure instruments. We sell them. We have 350 around the world in some of the top research centers worldwide, both in, you know, in Europe, in the U.S., in North America. It doesn't matter. We've got instruments everywhere. So pressure is great. We have three technologies, as you mentioned, platforms. The first one is one in which we have 15 issued patents. We turn pressure on and off. It's like squeezing a cell. We squeeze it by turning pressure on and off. We call it pressure cycling technology. 350 instruments in 225 labs all over the world. Some of the top protein labs you'd ever want to go to and meet and that are doing some amazing work have our instrument. And there's over 200 scientific publications. The second technology platform we call BaroFold. Baro stands for pressure, fold for folding. When you make protein drugs, therapeutics in the laboratory, some things can go wrong, and the two of the most common things going wrong is that when you make the protein in the lab, it misfolds, it isn't the right structure, it's slightly off, or it aggregates with other proteins that you're making at the same time. Pressure can fix both of those problems in some instances. So we have 8 issued patents in this field that allow us to work with companies that are developing protein-based drugs, and that if they have a problem building that drug, and therefore they may never get that drug to market, they will come to us and we'll see if pressure can disaggregate the aggregates, which allow them to use it, or we will see if pressure will fix the misfolding, fix the structure. So we put it under pressure and it opens up like an onion, and then we take the pressure off, it refolds, and sometimes it refolds to exactly to what Mother Nature wanted. Our third pressure platform is called Ultra Shear Technology, or UST. Last August when we talked, we had 2 or 3 issued patents. We now have, Everett, 7 issued patents, 2 in the U.S. since then. And this is a very exciting technology because it can be used across the board in so many different areas. So Ultra Shear is basically we're combining high pressure, which we do with all of our products, but then we release the material. In this case, it's a liquid. Think about it as a liquid, perhaps CBD oil containing the CBD molecule. We release it at high pressure. It leaves the chamber at very high intensive pressures and goes out probably at the speed of sound, and it goes through a valve that we invented that we have a patent on. We got patented about 2 months ago in the U.S., and it shears it. So Ultra Shear technology is used to make oil go into water and stay in water in a very stable confirmation.
You know, although all three platforms clearly offer the potential for significant revenue generations, the majority of the buzz I've been hearing lately on campus is that the UltraShear technology platform you have a greater overview of the UST than you do any other of those platforms. And I believe that you put out a press release yesterday saying that you're going to bring some things to fruition here in March, and then you're going to go commercially, I think, in the second and third quarters. If you would, expound on that a little bit.
So you know that we've been working on UltraShear for almost 5 years. We've probably put probably $15 million, maybe $20 million into this technology. It's broad-based. It can go into so many different areas. You've asked what areas. So I start with nutraceuticals and other wellness products. CBD is one. A lot of your listeners understand CBD. Perhaps you're even using CBD. CBD comes out of the plant in an oil. Our bodies are water-based. Our pets are bodies are water-based. Plants, many plants are water-based. So when you want to use CBD or any other wellness product or another product, active ingredient, it doesn't come out of the oil very well, and the body gets rid of the oil before you are able to absorb more than usually 10 or 20%, maybe as little as 5%. So what UltraShear does is that we get it to a very high pressure, we release it, as I mentioned, and it shears the oil from oil drops to absolutely tiny, minuscule, nano-sized oil droplets. So we're going from a single oil drop to tens of millions, maybe hundreds of millions of nano-sized oil droplets. So we're taking the active ingredient, in the CBD or the vitamin D3 or the astaxanthin. We're spreading it into millions of tiny little droplets, which allows your body to absorb it much better. So what we call the bioavailability of the active ingredient becomes maybe greater than 90, maybe close to 100% from under 10%. So isn't this something that we want? We're taking vitamins. We're taking a lot of other things that we think are going to help us, like vitamin D3 and fish oil. But if we can make it more bioavailable, it's going to help us. The manufacturer, it'll cost them less to get it to us, and we need to take less to get the same effect. Or we can take more and get a better effect in some cases. You mentioned different industries that we're in. So the nutraceuticals and wellness, we're going into first. Later this year, we've already talked to CBD companies. We're working with one of the 7 or 8 astaxanthin companies. Your listeners may not know this, but astaxanthin, which comes from krill in the ocean, is the world's most potent antioxidant. It's said it's 6,000 times more potent than vitamin C. We've proven that we can break the oil up that the astaxanthin comes out in into millions, tens of millions of tiny little droplets. It should become much more bioavailable when taken as a wellness product. Agrochem field, we had a press release last year about neem oil. A lot of your listeners may be buying neem oil in their local hardware store and spraying it on their vegetables and plants. We've shown that we can get neem oil broken down into tiny, tiny nano-sized particles, which means it'll last longer, it'll be more stable and be more effective. In the pharma area, a lot of pharmaceuticals are using emulsions, which are mixtures of oil and water, and you want to get it down to the nano size or the nano emulsion. We've proven that we've taken prednisone, a well-known pharmaceutical, and we've broken prednisone down. When I took prednisone for a skin rash last year, the doctor said, put copious amounts on. I said, why? He says, well, we want to make sure there's enough there so it gets absorbed. You won't have to do that if you nano-emulsify it. And the last area that we've talked about in the past is cosmetics. We've shown that we've been able to take retinol, which is a molecule that's in a lot of cosmetics, and we've been able to nano-emulsify it with UltraShear technology. So think about that. And then you mentioned, I believe you mentioned Ohio State?
Yes.
So Ohio State is different than those in that Ohio State is in a whole new market, a slightly small market called food and beverage. And I say that with a smile. I'm glad you laughed. It's a $5.5 trillion market. So food and beverage, think about all the oil that's in many of the foods and beverages that we drink. Think about, you know, salad dressing. Think about a vinaigrette and how you have to shake it to try to mix things up. Imagine if you put that through ultra shear technology and you're able to make it one solution that was stable for multiple months. Imagine if you can take milk, which is an emulsion. These are all the potentials that we can do with ultra shear technology. This is an instrument that we've developed from scratch. It's taken us 4.5 years. We've gotten, as I mentioned, 7 issued patents. We have more patents that we believe are coming later this year and on. Very excited about ultra shear because we've talked to the dairy industry. We've talked to the pharma industry. We've talked to the cosmetics industry. We've talked to the agrochem industry. We've talked to the nutraceutical and wellness industry. We have customers. Some of them are billion-dollar companies that are household names. Some of them are startups that are well-funded. When they see our press releases, they call us. We talk to them. We've done small samples for probably at least 1 or 2 groups in every one of those industries ever, everyone, and we've proven that our ultra shear can nanosize the oil droplets that contain the active ingredient that they're interested in, and so we're very excited about being able to stop sending samples to people and start charging people, which we expect to do in 2022.
Rich, I got about a minute left, and I wanted to ask you a couple of questions that I think is kind of pertinent. If you would give your stockholders and my listeners a timeline of what's going to happen. I know something special is going to happen in March and April, and then commercially you're going to bring out the product in the second and third quarter. Give us a timeline. What do you think this is going to happen to your stock?
So as you pointed out, we announced yesterday that we shipped our first commercial and industrial scale commercial instrument. We sent it to Ohio State, one of the top food colleges in the world. We sent it to them. We installed it 2 weeks ago. We commissioned them. They had 5 scientists working with our scientists. It's up and running now. They're going to run some amazing studies over the next 2 or 3 months. These are, again, it's great to have an academic institution as your partner, to have Ohio State and their College of Food as your partner, and Dr. Bala, a world-renowned food scientist, is unbelievable. So, yeah, things are going to happen. We set up a consortium where 50-50 we are combined with Ohio State in a consortium. The purpose of the consortium is to help the food industry understand how to use UST to make safer, longer, stable food. And what they're going to do is Ohio State is going to be putting together an invitation to a number of food companies, global food companies, beverage companies, starting in around April, inviting them to visit, inviting them to see their pilot lab with a lot of different instruments, which now includes our instrument, our BaroShear instrument, and they're going to be able to use it. And if they join the consortium, which means they pay some money for research, they're going to have first rights to license it from us. And so the revenue stream we expect will start the second half of this year. And to have an academic organization like Ohio State is just remarkable. We're so happy to work with these guys because they are clearly leaders in the food and beverage industry.
My guest today has been Rick Schumacher. He is the CEO and president of Pressure Biosciences, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol PBIO. Rick, before I let you go, just real quick, what do you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Well, I want to thank everybody. You know, it's been a long 4.5-5 years. We're onto something that we think is extremely big. We're very excited about ultra shear. So we want to thank them for their patience. We want to thank them for being a shareholder. We believe the company is extremely undervalued where it is. And we understand that a lot of value comes from revenue. So I think the listeners should understand that we firmly believe that 2022 is the year when real revenue should start. And we're just excited about how far it can go.
Well, folks, you heard it from the CEO, Rick Schumacher. You got everything. Take a look at the stock. I brought you a lot of great winners over the years. I like the stock. I know that Rick's one of the hardest working CEOs out there. Stock price around $2.20, but everybody should do their own due diligence. That's my personal opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Rick, thank you so much for coming back on the show. Hopefully you come back in the next 45 to 60 days and give us an update.
I'd love to do that, Everett. Stay safe now.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.